Hi, everyone. This is Nancy Duncan from Duncan Hearing Healthcare. Each month, we send out a newsletter to keep our community updated on the latest happenings in our world, as well as adding some fun event news and staff spotlights where we can. We had a few people ask us if we could offer our newsletters in an audio format to make them more accessible. So here I am, Nancy Bott.
Hi there. Over the holidays, I enjoyed time at home with my family and getting acquainted with my new dog, Willow. I also spent time with my family and family pet, Blossom, a miniature silky wire-haired dachshund. Libby went to Disney for a few days and then jumped on a cruise where she sailed off toward warmer temperatures and put her feet in the sand with her boyfriend and some friends. Allison spent some quality time with her family and doing some home construction. And Brittany and Ashley also had some quality time with their families for the holiday. January always feels like a fresh start. I must admit, I do love the new beginnings, the clean slate, and the sense of renewed focus that come with this time of year. Life is short, and it goes by way too fast. My goal for this year is to spend more time with my family. As for our professional goals, we want to work as a team to continue to help each and every patient hear to the best of their ability. It breaks my heart that there are still so many people in our community living with untreated hearing challenges, whether it's because the decline is gradual or they're simply not ready to seek help. And so another goal we have this year is to support as many of them as we can. If you know somebody who might benefit from a hearing check, it would mean the world to us if you made an introduction. What are some of your goals or hopes for the year ahead? As always, if you have any questions or need any help, we're here. Here for the holidays 2025. In 2025, we opened up nominations for you to tell us about someone you believe deserves the gift of better hearing. We had so many incredible nominations that it was hard to pick from all of the great stories. But we had to narrow down to a winner. And that winner is Kathleen. Congratulations on being our 2025 recipient of the Gift of Better Hearing. Kathleen's nomination shared a thoughtful picture of how better hearing could make a meaningful difference in her life. We're grateful for the opportunity to support her and be part of her hearing journey as she takes this exciting next step. Meet Christine, new year, new her. Last year and every year, I had the honor of helping so many people reconnect with the world around them, optimize their hearing, and rediscover confidence in everyday life. Today, I'd love to introduce you to Christine, who shared her inspiring story of transformation. It's a beautiful reminder of why I do what I do. Here's her story. I was a college professor and started to not hear the students' questions and comments as well as I had been. I also frequently misheard conversations, and the TV volume kept needing to go up. I wondered if hearing aids could really help, and I was also concerned about the cost and follow-up service. My first impressions were that the staff were efficient and courteous and provided good follow-up and communication. I was very impressed with Dr. Carey. She was professional, knowledgeable, and patient, and kept me well informed. Since getting hearing aids, conversation, TV watching, and live performances have much improved. To anyone concerned about their hearing, I'd say definitely get a consultation and testing. It's well worth it. Best to expect that prices will reflect the high product value, performance, and expertise. If you feel someone close to you might benefit from hearing this story, why not share it with them? You might be the push that they need to get their hearing checked and transform their life. Just as Christine did. New Year, new quiz. Can you get all three right? One, which country celebrates New Year's first due to its position near the international dateline? A, Japan. B, Kiribati. C, New Zealand. D, Australia. Two, which iconic landmark is the centerpiece of Sydney's famous New Year's fireworks display? A, Sydney Opera House. B, Harbour Bridge. C, Bondi Beach. D, Darling Harbour. Three, in Spain, what food is traditionally eaten at midnight on New Year's Eve for good luck? A, grapes. B, almonds. C, figs. D, oranges. Answers are at the end of this audio newsletter, so stick around to see how you did. Frank's story, when hearing loss hits home. After years spent working in a noisy auto repair shop, Frank didn't realize how much hearing loss was affecting both his work and his relationships until it became impossible to ignore. In his own words, Frank reflects on the hesitation, fear, and eventual relief that came with addressing his hearing loss and the meaningful changes that followed at home and in everyday life. If you'd like to read his full story, head to the blog section of our website. Fun days to celebrate in January, January 14th, National Dress Up Your Pet Day. Get ready for an adorable photo op. It's National Dress Up Your Pet Day, so let your furry friends show off their style. We're not sure Addie Mae is going to like this one. January 21st, National Hugging Day. Share the warmth and spread some cheer by giving someone a heartfelt squeeze for National Hugging Day. January 28th. National Blueberry Pancake Day. Start your morning with a sweet, fruity stack to celebrate National Blueberry Pancake Day. Always here to support you. It's an honor to continue being part of your hearing journey. Hearing improvement is a continuous path, and we are here to make every step smoother, clearer, and more enjoyable. If you'd like to schedule an appointment or have any questions, just reach out, call 508-501-3492, or reply to this email. Have a wonderful day. Speak soon, Dr. Nancy Duncan. P.S. Here are the trivia answers. 1. B. Kiribati, located in Oceania and the Pacific Ocean. 2. B. Harbor Bridge. 3. A. Grapes, specifically 12 of them. How many did you get right? Have a great 2026.